Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 3rd, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Myocardial recovery with mechanical circulatory support is linked to alternative splicing and subcellular localization of CAMK2D. Myocardial recovery, characterized by reduced ventricular dilatation and improved systolic function, occurs in a subset of patients with heart failure. This phenomenon is most common in patients receiving left ventricular assist device therapy, with these patients experiencing improved outcomes and quality of life. The study found that myocardial recovery with mechanical circulatory support is directly linked to alternative splicing and subcellular localization of CAMK2D. This discovery identifies specific molecular mechanisms for initiating cardiac reverse remodeling. Article number 2. Aortic and iliac calcifications as predictors of aortic dissection, aneurysm rupture, and peripheral vascular disease, a prospective cohort study from the DAN-CAVAS trials. This prospective cohort study from the Danish cardiovascular screening trials established that aortic and iliac calcifications serve as predictors of serious aortic events. The study found a direct association between these calcifications and outcomes such as aortic dissection and aneurysm rupture. Additionally, the data demonstrated that aortic and iliac calcifications predict major adverse limb events, including peripheral revascularization and lower limb amputation. These findings highlight the clinical significance of calcification burden in forecasting severe cardiovascular and peripheral vascular outcomes. Article number 3. PAM5T2 study, long-term scar evolution and ablation lesion assessment by late gadolinium enhancement cardiac magnetic resonance after ventricular tachycardia ablation. Late gadolinium enhancement cardiac magnetic resonance, or LGECMR, is a useful tool for identifying ventricular tachycardia, or 5T, substrate in patients with structural heart disease, the PAM5. T2 study systematically assessed the long-term evolution of scar and ablation lesions using serial post-ablation LGECMR. This assessment revealed how ventricular scar tissue and ablation lesions evolve over extended periods following ventricular tachycardia ablation. The findings support the crucial role of post-procedural LGECMR in evaluating ablation success and understanding long-term myocardial changes. Article number 4. Small extracellular vesicle external surface adiponectin-mediated adipocytes/cardiomyocytes communication in diabetic ischemic heart failure. Mortality from acute myocardial infarction has significantly declined in non-diabetic patients, though morbidity and mortality of ischemic heart failure persistently escalate in the diabetic population. This study found that small extracellular vesicle external surface adiponectin mediates crucial communication between adipocytes and cardiomyocytes in diabetic ischemic heart failure. The research identified this specific adiponectin-mediated pathway as a key mechanism contributing to the pathophysiology observed in diabetic patients with ischemic heart failure. This discovery offers a novel understanding of the molecular communication impacting cardiac health in diabetic individuals. Article number 5. P16 plus cells drive adverse post-ischemic cardiac remodeling through CCL8, mediated recruitment of cytotoxic lymphocytes. Ischemic heart disease with adverse remodeling after myocardial infarction remains a leading cause of mortality. This study definitively found that P16 positive cells drive adverse post-ischemic cardiac remodeling. They accomplish this through the CCL8 mediated recruitment of cytotoxic lymphocytes. Using reporter mice, researchers mapped P16 positive cell heterogeneity and identified P16 positive cells and CCL8 as critical therapeutic targets to mitigate adverse cardiac remodeling. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.